sweep the house.
What would she use to sweep with?
She used a broom.
Uh-huh.
And that broom is, we can buy brooms now similar to it with some of them. Now, some of them raised their own broom corn, and they made their broom. I don't remember them doing that. They bought a broom at 25 or 30 cents. They could just buy a broom.
So they would just buy yours.
Yeah,
yours would just buy
that's the way they did.
Mm-hmm.
But it's that broom was what they do, and they'd scrub the house about once or twice a year. What they'd call scalding water.
They scrub the kitchen more than
well, like the house.
You know, don't you?
Yeah. Yes, anyhow, they do that, and. They could call that scrubbing. They just give it a good washing up and down. Now, one of the things that we had back then that the younger generation don't know nothing about, they all made their soap.
Oh.
And the most of them made what they call lye soap.
Mm-hmm.
They had an ash hopper.
Oh.
Now, that's about one of the first things that when a young couple married, moved out to themselves, then they had to be an ash hopper made.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they're taking boards or plank. You could do it a plank, but it's mostly done with boards.
Mm-hmm.
And they go out to the woods and they cut about four dogwoods down.
Dogwood?
Yeah.
That's perfect.
And they make it drive them down for four posts here, like a pole. Yeah. Square, that cat. And then they'd lay up in these forks now. They'd lay a pole or an old rail or a two before something like that. And when they put down here in the center of these two, they would have a trough. They'd hew out of a little trough out of a hollow log if they could find a small. Well, they put them boards down in there.
In that hole here.
Well, then through the winter months, you put your ashes in there from this fork place. And spring come, well, they'd pour water in on this here, these ashes. And, they'll seep through, and it'll come out down there, run out in that trough, and drip off down here into a vessel. And, when it comes through, it might not be strong enough to make soap out of it. They can take an egg and put a hen egg in that. Get it there? And if it'll float, that egg is strong enough to float that egg, then it'll make soap.
That's how they could tell. That's
how they could tell. We'll take the meat scraps and the entrails, the cleaning of the entrails and the killing of the hogs, and the rinds and other bones of things. Some of them used their bones, some didn't. And they put that in that lye. In that kettle, and they boil it there till that lye just eats up that meat.
Stuff. It eats it up.
It does, and they'll boil it and it'll thicken, and they know just
put water in it.
Yeah, they know when them soap makers they knew when it did get thick enough to take it out.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it was always soft, all right, but it's thick, and they used that to wash the clothes with. That's what they used it for.
Oh, they would. They used that to
wash the clothes. And it's said to be the best soap that people ever use. Now, they can go to the stores later. They went to the store some and they buy the lye and they can make that. And some made what they call hard soap. Cold soap. That is just common now. Not everybody is doing that back
then. With all that, this is probably a silly question. Well, with all that meat scraps and everything, it seems like it would make your hands feel greasy.
Well, sure it don't. That lye.